That was a song called Saugatuck from a new CD called The Last Day of Winter, featuring guitarist and vocalist Chris Vellillo. That was, and I should say songwriter, because that was his composition. And he was joined by percussionist Rocky Moffat and bass player Curtis J. Heiner. And he was playing a C.A. Potter parlor guitar, which is actually relevant to the conversation we're going to have this hour. Because both Chris Vellillo and Rocky Moffat are with us live this hour on Live and Local. They're going to be performing as part of the Boneyard Arts Festival at the Urbana Free Library tomorrow afternoon at 3 o'clock. And it's kind of a CD release show, I guess. And the idea behind this particular CD is guitars, and lots of them, I think. 17 different ones, Chris? Something like
17,
that?
17. Some of those are mandolins, but 17 different, largely vintage instruments of all different kinds. I've collected and repaired instruments as a hobby for years and as a way, as a working musician, to get some of these old instruments. And I think any good guitar player will tell you that certain instruments have songs in them. And what you do, at least in this project, what I tried to do was find certain songs that resonated with different instruments and kind of use that as this artistic palette to create this recording.
I don't think I ever heard that before. Certain instruments have songs in them. I imagine that could mean any of a number of things. You could, you know, if you've got a song, you could match the instrument to the song. Or does it sometimes happen that if you happen to have a particular instrument in your hand, a certain kind of song will come out if you're writing one?
Largely, I find, and I think Rocky will back me up on this as well, as a songwriter, I find certain songs are inspired by different instruments. Now, that little C.A. Potter parlor guitar you spoke about, that is a little bitty rosewood guitar from about 1890, and I had it restored and set up for steel strings, and I was playing with that, and an old song that I had written many years ago, I completely rearranged because on that guitar, that just seemed to be the way to do it. And I know that different instruments will inspire a different song or a different style of playing a song. Or there's a certain voice to the instrument that is particularly appropriate for a certain piece of music. And I know Rocky and I have talked about this as well, and as a songwriter, you know, those kind of things are the little spark, perhaps, that gets you going.
Well, you and Rocky, both songwriters, and Rocky, best known in this area as a multi-percussionist, I think. And I guess I could ask you all both the same question. I mean, you Chris, in your press material for this new CD, I think you start out by saying, or at least in one of the pieces I read, I love guitars, all guitars,
yeah,
you know, something like that. And hence where did your love of different kinds of guitars start, as opposed to just picking up a guitar? And you could ask the same question of Rocky about percussion.
I don't know when there was a time I didn't just love this instrument. And to me, it has a resonance with the human voice. There is just something about it that connects to me personally. And at one point, it was always looking for that special guitar. But then after a while, it became more a point of exploring the voices of the different guitars and seeing how they could be used to a unique effect. And that for me evolved over time. But largely, as I said earlier, as a way to get my hands on instruments, I would get broken ones and fix them up, which I've always enjoyed doing, you know, long before I started to use them to record with.
So it sounds like the idea of the perfect guitar sort of replaced by finding just a bunch of guitars you like in one way or another.
They're all perfect. It's just
and see how they speak differently.
Yeah, and each one speaks and is perfect for a given thing. That little bitty parlor guitar we spoke of, most of the time I use that strung up in what they call high strings, and that's what it's on this project quite a bit, where it plays a very thin rhythm part, backing up other parts, but it has this real ethereal high ring that floats above all the other string parts. And it's a question of combining the different elements of sound almost in a soundscape, if you will, and that's probably not the correct way to describe it, but basically to use these sounds to express the emotion you're trying to present in a piece of music.
Well, I want to follow up with Rocky maybe after we do a song about, you know, with the question I sort of posed, but also another variant of it. After we hear, was it Old Joe Clark that I hear you want to start with?
Sure. Yeah, let's do that one.
which is a classic. This particular CD has classics, has originals, both instrumental and vocal originals.
Yeah, I was really looking for a body of Americana music, you know, that are wonderfully well-known melodies, and then kind of started at that point to see where they went once I started playing around with the instruments. So this starts out as an old fiddle tune and goes back to some of the earliest music that comes into Illinois. And I do it bottleneck slide style, and I'll play for you here on a 1936 Woodbody Dobro. So this is old Joe Clark.
Chris Vellillo on the guitar, Rocky Moffatt on percussion, Old Joe Clark, a traditional, I guess, originally fiddle tune. I'm trying to imagine, how does that sound on fiddle, even though I know I've heard it. But
well, and you know, it would have been one of those tunes that came out of the Appalachian Mountains with the early pioneers, originally as a fiddle tune, would have been picked up. You still hear bluegrass players do it to this very day. And it's, been around forever. And interestingly enough, I've played a version of it in every band I've ever played in.
Well, and the version of it that's on your CD, your new CD, which is called, I'm forgetting now, The Last Day of Winter, you don't even have percussion on it, Rocky. It's one of the songs that Rocky isn't on. It's just, you just have a bass player.
Actually, there are drums on it. I tried really hard to get drums on this project, and I really, in retrospect, I used a lot of Rocky on almost everything. On this particular track, I wanted to actually have a full drummer. And it really didn't work out, so I ended up creating a drum loop, which is what you hear on the track.
Hence
so there's nobody credited on that.
Credited, yeah. Well, I should say I haven't heard the CD yet because it's basically brand new out.
It's been out about 3 weeks, but I think your copy got lost in the mail someplace.
Oh, yeah, I must have. Because I got it today.
You got it today.
Yeah. Well, Chris and Rocky are going to be performing, tomorrow afternoon at 3 o'clock at Urbana Free Library, one of the many performances and exhibition that's part of the Boneyard Arts Festival, which I might as well mention is happening throughout Champaign County. Today is what? The 12th. So that means that today and tomorrow there are events in Champaign and in Urbana. And then on Sunday, it just says out and about, meaning other places throughout the county. There's street-side performances throughout the festival, which actually started yesterday on the University of Illinois campus. And if you want the full schedule to see what you can explore where, go to the website for Champaign County Arts Council, which is called 40 North 88 West. The website is 40north.org, I believe. And again, Chris and Rocky's performance, 3 o'clock tomorrow. You're listening to them live here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. Our broadcast is made possible with support from the Sousa Archives and Center for American Music, breathing life into the history of our nation's musical past through exhibits, guided tours, and performances at the University of Illinois. More information is available, and visits can be scheduled at 217-244-9309. Chris was talking earlier about how, you know, the notion that I forget exactly how you put it.
Well, you kind of find inspiration in instruments.
From a particular instrument.
Guitars have songs in them is the way I've kind of expressed that.
Yeah, so I guess, my question for Rocky, somewhat sort of related to that, is there something about any of the particular instruments that Chris has chosen to use for any of these songs that makes you decide what instruments to play? And I guess before you answer that, now that I'm looking at it, what was the thing you just played? I don't know even what it looks like. It looks like the world's tiniest tom-tom, or almost as tiny as tom-tom, but it's got some sort of African drum head on it or something like that.
That's a good description.
Thank you.
It's called a mondo snare, and it is designed to be played with the hands, hence this kind of drum head like you'd have on a djembe or something like that.
And yet you played it with what looked like tiny brooms.
These are, as it turns out, tiny brooms. Actually, they're pretty big brooms.
Cornbrush brooms.
These are made by a good friend of mine who's a terrific percussionist, Chad Dunn.
Yep.
And he makes these. And what happened in terms of me playing with Chris is that Chris was asked to do a big full version of one of his albums in concert at the Krannert Center some years ago. And Mike Ross asked him to put together a whole band. And so he hadn't worked with a whole band on this project. He'd worked with individual musicians.
And we're talking about a different kind of, not this project, but
yes, it's called Abraham Lincoln in Song.
Which was the last time, by the way.
That was the last time I was here.
Chris was on the show, yeah. Was to
but so,
present that.
What I needed to do is find some instruments that had kind of a vintage quality, that had an earthiness to them. The most vintage instrument at my house is me. by far, I can tell you that much.
Which that box you brought was pretty good.
And you do sometimes play you as
yes,
a percussionist.
Absolutely. But so, but snares were an important part of it in some of his music, even on this album too. So this particular drum, I'll just play a little bit of it without the snare, and you can hear. Sounds a little bit like a conga, right? But then you can put the snare on, and it's a very versatile instrument. I'm primarily a percussionist that works with hand percussion. Don't play a lot with sticks. I play a little bit with, but mostly I like to play drums with my hands. So this drum has been a real discovery for me.
So now the question that I distracted myself from, and you, about whether his particular specific guitars prompt certain sounds from you, from certain instruments for you to choose.
Yes. And again, there is a kind of a an earthiness and a woodiness to a lot of the instruments that he plays, and I find that we need to have something that has that kind of color. I mean, one of the pleasures that I get with playing with Chris is that he plays all these different instruments that have these different timbres and colors and tonalities, and they have real different voices, but they have a kind of a rootsiness to them, and I find that the instruments that I play kind of have to, you know, do the same thing.
Interesting that you said woodiness to them, because I'm looking at two of the instruments at the moment, which are all or mostly metal, or at least significantly metal. Steel, I guess.
Well, there is that.
Yeah, that's the heavy steel one.
That's,
right?
Yeah, National.
Is that the one I carried?
That's
the
one you carried.
Hall? Yeah.
Notice how I made sure that was your thing.
Mm-hmm.
Chris, tell them the nickname, your nickname for this.
Oh, this is a properly referred to as a National Tricone, and it's a sheet steel bodied guitar with a volume.
Oh, that's got serious volume, yeah.
And I refer to this as the Amish Les Paul. It has just a tremendous sustain, and you almost have to think about playing it in the way that you play an electric guitar, with a longer ring to the notes and such. But of course, I'm just joking. But why
Amish?
Because I actually was playing on an excursion boat on the Mississippi River to a group of Amish when I made that joke, and they laughed. So. Okay. It seemed like a good thing to go with.
Well, it sounds good. I just thought maybe there was some practical reason.
The fact that it's not an electric guitar and it just has that volume and sustain that a Les Paul tends to have.
Since you picked it up, is that what we're going to hear next?
Well, sure. We might as well do that. Before we get to that point, though, I just want to go back to something that Rocky was saying and say one of the things that I like about working with Rocky is that I can pretty much put something out to him and let him play off of it and interpret it, and his breadth of tonality and his breadth of knowledge of these different instruments brings a tremendous amount to the table. And what he does with the hand percussion, I think, blends extremely well with the voicings of acoustic guitar. So
in other words, you can kind of do what you want and be completely confident that what he does will support and complement that.
Very much so. I mean, to me, the best way to work as an artist is to find people that you completely trust, show them what you're doing and let them interpret it through their skill set. And Rocky's a master at doing that. So,
Rocky Moffitt and Chris Vellillo are with us live on Live and Local, and it is a pleasure to welcome them both back to the show. It's been quite a while, longer for Chris and not quite so long for Rocky, I think.
We did one last year for the Day of the Drum
Festival. Day of the Drum at the Krannert Center.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, by the way, would there be another one in 2013?
We're talking about it.
All right.
The nature of the festival is such that we kind of build it around a particular big percussion-centric concert. And so we'll just, we'll do one sometime. I'm just not sure if it'll be, in the next year.
I will await word.
Thank you.
Meanwhile, Chris and Rocky are playing at the Urbana Free Library tomorrow afternoon at 3 o'clock. About how long a program?
From 3 to 4:30.
3 to 4:30, so.
So we'll do about an hour and a half. We won't take a break. We'll just play straight through.
Great. So a full-length concert. You're getting just tidbits here, but you're getting a lot of information here you may not get.
That's
although
right.
I imagine you'll share stories about your particular instrument.
Yeah, although I really need to shut up and play more.
Well, speaking of, go right ahead.
All right. Since I have this steel guitar out, let's go back and do that old steel guitar rag. This is a tune that started out, most people associate this with Bob Wills and the Texas Playboys, but it actually started out as a blues song. A black guitarist whose name escapes me at the moment wrote a song called The Guitar Rag, which is this essentially, and then it was picked up and was used by all these different bands over the years. But we'll play it for you here on this bottleneck slide style. The steel guitar rang. 1, 2, 3.
the steel guitar rag, a traditional tune adapted by Chris Fililo and played here on a National Tricone guitar on his CD, which is called The Last Day of Winter, which is basically brand new, came out a few weeks ago. You actually play four different guitars on that track.
Yes.
If I'm reading this
that
right.
That sounds about right. I used the steel guitar, the Tricone, the 36 wood body. I used the original Lyon & Healy Parlor 9-string guitar that I restored, that this one is built after, on a part of that track. And there's one other guitar. Might have just had a rhythm guitar on top of that, too.
Well, it says here.
You'd know better than me.
Angelus Dobro.
Okay, that's the wood body. The
and
one
then
we opened
the Tricone,
up with.
Lyon & Healy 9-string. Did you mention that one? And a Collings OM3.
Okay, that's the black one here, and I would have used that.
So you've got most of them.
I've got all of those guitars here except the original 9-string. I got the rebuilt 9-string.
And Chris Fililo played with percussionist Rocky Moffat here live in our studio. That happens to be another tune on the CD that Rocky doesn't play. So obviously these tunes are very adaptable, and both of you to each other.
Yeah, and in retrospect, he could have done as good a job. I went down to Nashville and worked with a drummer down there, and I won't do that again. I'll just have Rocky come in and do it again, because we worked a long time to get exactly what he just did right here.
Well, and Chris is based in Macomb, Illinois.
Yeah.
Rocky based here in Champaign-Urbana, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they'll be playing tomorrow afternoon, concert at 3 o'clock, which is free at the Urbana Free Library, which I guess makes some sense. Chris, you referred earlier to the songs you chose for this CD to represent various types of Americana. And in your career so far, you represent various types of Americana that you have picked up on and you have created to a certain extent. And, just for the heck of it, why not detail maybe the smallest thumbnail sketch of what Chris Fililo has done up to now? Because it's been pretty varied.
It has. I get into a lot of trouble because I shift gears so much. But I began playing music, as many did, in electric guitar bands. In the late 70s, I played with a group called Ken Carlisle and the Cadillac Cowboys, and we were doing classic country to rock and roll arrangements at screaming volumes and, all the silliness. But it was a tight band. I mean, we had some really good arrangements and good players and such. I left that in the early 80s and began as a soloist, and about the same time I started playing as an acoustic soloist, I got hired to do what's called music collecting here in Illinois. And that was because my original career wasn't a musician. I actually got my degree in archaeology. And I gave up archaeology to play music, but then I had this opportunity to combine both of those things. So I was sent out to record and interview the last people alive in 1986 that had been born before television and radio. And so I got exposed to this huge body of old music. And I'd always been an acoustic guitar guy. I'd always been an old songs guy, but that really reintroduced me to that. And from that point forward, I began to blend the older music with my own music and certainly stole a lot of those licks. I'm also a self-taught guitar player, so I would pick up something here or there from these people I'd be interviewing and such, and or people I was playing with. And ultimately began to combine that roots style with my own songwriting and with my own playing. In the early 2000s, I was working with the Smithsonian Institution here in Illinois. They had a traveling exhibit on roots music, which is, of course, all of these old styles of music. And so I worked with them as the state scholar for two tours of that project. And once again, was exposed to even more of it. And it all just began to roll together into this various combination of styles that I play.
As a radio guy, I'm kind of interested in this radio show that you used to be involved in as the performing host and co-producer. It's one that I haven't happened to have heard, called Rural Route 3 during most of the 90s.
Yeah, from about 1990 to 1997, the public radio station at Western Illinois University produced this show. And what we did was it was a live performance program with a studio audience. We could get about 100 people into the studio. I would host the show. I would be the house performer. And then we would have two headline performers come in. We'd do about 2 hours or a little more live. And then we would edit that down to a one-hour show. And then we syndicated that around the country. And At one point, I think we had 63, 64 stations. We had Boston, Chicago, St. Louis, Puerto Rico, Alaska.
Did you have WILL? I don't think so.
I don't know.
It's sort of too bad, sounds like.
I don't know.
I've
we had a lot
here
of people
since
in
96,
Illinois.
So.
Yeah, I just don't know.
Yeah.
It was, you know, we'd put it up on the satellite feed, and they could carry it for free, and some people told us and some people didn't. We didn't even know Boston was carrying the show for 2 years until they called up because they missed one of the broadcasts or the feeds, and they wanted us to send them a hard copy.
Wow. Well, if we didn't carry it, my apologies.
But yeah. The fun thing about that show, it was like going to graduate school. I quite literally got to play with every one of the leading, you know, roots musicians and singer-songwriters of the era. I got to book the show, so I'm bringing in people. You know, Alison Krauss came, John Hartford, John Gorka, you know, this huge range of people. It was just an amazing experience, and just to be able to sit there and absorb everything that they were doing and see it up close. It's like going to graduate school for music, basically.
Just out of curiosity, since we've talked a little bit about how instruments influence each other, in this case, guitar and percussion, are there any tunes you have that I might be putting on the spot here, that particularly showcases Rocky on the percussion?
Well, let me just put this way.
Or Chris, that you could adapt right now to do that.
You bet. Well, you know, lots of times people ask us what kind of music we play, and Chris often says, I play popular songs from the 50s and 60s. What he doesn't usually, then he'll usually say, but they're from the 1850s and the 1860s.
Yes.
But he has a song on this record that's a song from the 50s.
Okay, that's what I thought you were going.
And it does amazingly have a little percussion moment in it.
How about that?
So.
I will honestly tell you that I wasn't sure I was going to put this song on the project. This is a song that I arranged sitting on my front porch late at night, just noodling around. But then I played it for Rocky, and he said, oh, yeah. And then we recorded it with Rocky, and I said, oh, yeah.
Now I'm kind of curious which one of these it's going to be.
Well, that would be Tequila.
Oh, yeah. That's one of the ones I did get a chance to hear in advance.
Yeah. Yeah, and like I said, it's a little out of the mainstream for an Americana roots sort of project, but it sounded so good with the percussion that I simply had no choice in the matter.
So you got your national tricone out again.
Yep.
And we'll use the Mondo snare without the snares, so we're kind of emulate a little sort of like.
Oh, and you're not wearing your pants?
No, I'm not dressing up for this. Okay. Usually I put on some body percussion, and I wear a djembe, you know, and then we kind of go at it.
But tomorrow you're going to look really good.
Oh, yes, I'll do
so you'll have the pants with the jingles and all other kinds of things
like
that.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Rocky Moffatt and Chris Fililo, live on Live and Local. And you probably recognize called Tequila. I mean, I even recognize that one. There's actually a lot of tunes on here on this particular CD called, I keep forgetting, The Last Day of Winter with Chris Vellello and Rocky Moffat and quite a number of other musicians happen to be involved in that CD. Chris and Rocky here live with us on the program today. What does the name come from, by the way, for that CD?
The Last Day of Winter is the title cut, which is a song that I play on the 9-string parlor guitar.
And I'm seeing the song now. I couldn't see it. It's in shadow on my music stand here.
It comes from a comment my wife made a number of years ago about, you know, the last that time of the end of winter when you know, it's still crummy and miserable, and yet you're so close to spring, and you're just waiting. And it's just, there's this period of this, like, almost melancholy, just waiting for that last day of winter to be over kind of a feeling. And that was sort of the inspiration for the musical piece. And I had this old Lyon and Healy 9-string parlor guitar I spoke very briefly of before. And it was a cheap instrument made in the early 1900s up in Chicago. The unusual thing was that the first three sets of strings were doubled like a 12-string. Oops, there we go. And then the bottom three are singled. And it had a very rich, unusual tone, and a beautiful first slide guitar. And I had restored this old cheap guitar that somebody gave me as a gag one time. And I'll tell the story tomorrow at the show. And I happened to have it when I was on the road and stopped to visit a luthier named Tony Klassen. And he took one look at it and offered to build me a modern version of that 9-string parlor guitar at cost, just so he could build it. And that's the one that this guitar is. So the week that this new guitar was completed and I was waiting for it to be shipped to me, I decided to take the old 9-string out and write a new piece of music for the new 9-string. And so that was the piece that I wrote, and ultimately it became the title cut of the project.
The Last Day of Winter. And yet, it doesn't look like you actually... Did you actually use one of those? Did you actually use one of those on the recording then?
Yeah, this is the new era custom 9-string.
This is the... Okay. Is that the C.A. Potter parlor guitar?
C.A. Potter is is that little high string. So that would have been a rhythm track on this particular one.
Oh, New Era 9-string.
Yeah, New Era 9-string.
Got it.
Because New Era is Tony Klassen's brand.
I'm trying to read here, and I'm having a little trouble for some reason.
And I think that has something to do with the fact that you're not 20 anymore either.
Yeah, thanks for the reminder.
That's been my mantra.
I think you're exactly right. You're listening to Live and Local on FM 90.9. I'm Kevin Kelly. Our program is made possible by the Krannert Center for the Performing Arts, inviting you to visit the Promenade Gift Shop for artfully affordable and exceptionally eclectic gifts. More information on upcoming events is on KrannertCenter.com. And it is time to donate your CDs, records, DVDs, stereo tapes, and working stereo equipment to the annual vintage vinyl sale, which will benefit Illinois Radio Reader. You can just take your donations of used CDs, records, DVDs, tapes, and I emphasize working stereo equipment to any Busey Bank office in Champaign, Urbana, Savoy, or Mahomet. Or you can take them to the sales site, which is located at 40 East University Avenue in Champaign. If you'd like more information, call Dean Geiken at 217-333-6503. So now that you have this instrument you just talked about, the new one,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. What are we going to do?
Well, let's go ahead and do that title cut.
Oh, sure.
The Last Day of Winter. We'll play that one for you here.
And Rocky has got, he's got a couple of things. I don't know what the heck they are.
Kevin, you have to try to describe what you're looking at.
Okay. The one in your left hand, what am I going to describe this as?
It's an inverted wicker cone.
You could always, like a wicker rattle.
Yes.
And it sort of looks like a toy rattle, except it's made out of wicker.
That's exactly right.
Looks like the Tin Man's hat.
And it is woven, and then inside are bottle caps that have been flattened. So it's like this.
And the thing in your right hand initially looked to me like half of a pair of claves.
Yes, but...
But it isn't.
It isn't.
It's bigger, and it looks like it's
a
carved
rain stick.
From a piece of wood. Oh, a mini rain stick.
It's a little tiny one, and a pastor that I know brought it back from Chile, I think. Mm. And it's made of a cactus, and then it has nails hammered through it. And then there are little pebbles of lava.
And how do they get in there?
Well, this is hollow. It's a hollow tube. and it doesn't have a top on it to begin with. So we're going to hollow it out. We're going to dry it out. Then we're going to hammer the nails through there. Then we're going to put an end on it and put the lava pebbles, put the other end.
And put the other end on.
There we are.
Ingenious.
Yeah. Well, see, that's one of the things that's amazing about people is they will make a musical instrument of anything, up from anything, about anything. And that's certainly been a passion of mine to explore some of these kind of instruments. You know, a lot of the finest percussionists in the world make their own instruments. Certainly down in Brazil, you'll experience that a lot because they can't afford to buy instruments. So they're going to make instruments out of what we might think of as junk.
Found and invented percussion.
Right, exactly. So, and we were talking earlier about this kind of woody, earthy kind of feeling to a lot of Chris's music. So I take the rain stick and I use it as a shaker, in which you'll hear. And it just kind of, it has this nice rustling, you know, earthy kind of feeling.
Rocky Moffatt and Chris Fallillo live in our studio on Live and Local.
Thank you.
guitarist Chris Fililo and percussionist Rocky Moffat in one of Chris's own tunes called The Last Day of Winter, which is the title track for his latest CD, which is just out a few weeks now. I've got my copy. I arrived today and through Chris, and they'll be presenting some of these songs in a concert tomorrow afternoon at 3 o'clock, free concert at the Urbana Free Library, one of many events happening during the Boneyard Arts Festival in Champaign and Urbana, and then on Sunday in various other places in Champaign County. Streetside performances happening as well. So check out the 40 North 88 West website if you want the complete schedule for the Boneyard Arts Festival. Their address is 40north.org. You're listening to Live and Local here on FM 90.9. I'm Kevin Kelly. Want to mention that on our evening concert tonight, as it is every Friday night, it's Prairie Performances with host Roger Cooper. That's where we showcase various orchestras and other ensembles from throughout our listening area. Tonight it's the Illinois Chamber Orchestra, conducted by Alistair Willis, a program called Spectacular Stories from last December, with music by Debussy, Ravel, Fauré, and Jacques Ibert. So an all-French program. That's tonight at 7 o'clock on the evening concert, Prairie Performances with Roger Cooper. Chris, on your CD, I think you said you've got some vocals.
Yes, there are four original songs on there as well. I had originally thought I was going to just do instrumentals, and there was life issues coming on during the year, elderly parents moving down to the town I live in, me selling their house, dealing with a lot of these things. And so I didn't get the time I had hoped to focus exclusively on putting together some of the music. And I had a number of songs which I had yet to record that I had was a little overdue on, so I ended up putting them onto this project as well.
Did you think you might do any of those today?
Yes, actually. A good call there, because I'm all set up to do one.
Great.
We'll do a tune called Letty's Song, which is a song I wrote about my earliest days playing music up in Galena, Illinois, which is a place they refer to as the town that time forgot. And nowadays, if you go to Galena, it's a big tourist town that folks from Chicago have second homes in. But in the late 70s and the early 80s, you'd go up there and it was artists and musicians and old people. And it literally was still the town that time forgot. And I used to play in a place called Seedy Leathers, which was the first kind of music club I ever played in, where you were expected to not just do cover stuff. They wanted to hear what you had to say. And so this was a song I wrote about that, and for a fella who used to run that club. All came about because I met his daughter, who gave me the word that he had passed away unexpectedly. So,
and the guitar we've got for this one is a Gibson of some kind.
No, this is that Collings OM3.
Oh, I'm looking there. It looked like Gibson from, yep, you know, halfway upside down.
Yeah, no, Collings are magnificent guitars. when I was doing that radio show we spoke of earlier, they kept showing up with these artists, and they all were the most amazing guitars. And I used to have an old, I still do, it's on this project, a late 40s Gibson Southern Jumbo that used to be my main guitar, but it was just, you couldn't take it out on the road. It was too old and too delicate, and braces were popping and cracks were coming and stuff. So I stopped doing that, and I bought this Collings. And as I mentioned earlier, it's the only guitar I've ever owned where if there's a note out of tune or if there's a buzz or a rattle, I can't make any excuses. It is my fault. 'Cause you could actually play this guitar perfectly. I won't. But it could be done.
It can be done.
So anyway, this is a song off of the new CD. This is Letty's Song. I met your girl today, you would be proud of her. She acts a lot like you, though just a bit demure. You would have loved this day, watching the timbers rise. 100-year-old barn against cerulean sky. Mm-hmm.
I never made too much when I would play your place. Still, I could sing my songs and figure out the pace. After we'd shut her down, we'd talk away the night. I'd crash out on your couch to the glow of the wood stove light. Bitter winds pouring in through frosted window pane. Strong coffee in the morning pounding through my veins. It was a world apart, a place of last retreat. Old spooks and the ghost of Grant, hand in hand walking down the street. Hey, I went back last year, you wouldn't know the place. It's a big time tourist town, not one old familiar face. Remember Willie Bear, that drunk old crazy sot. He passed out and he froze to death in the time forgot. We were so hungry then, living life like a travelogue. Fly low through the rolling hills in the early morning fog. Appaloosa's galloping through granite-studded fields. Clive Gregson on the tape deck to my humming wheels. She was a little girl last time I played for you. Now she's all grown up, a woman in full bloom. You would be proud of her. There's a lot of you I see as she lights another cigarette and she sings my songs with me.
Chris Vellillo's tune, Letty's Song, with Chris on vocals and Rocky Moffat on harmony vocals and percussion here on Live.
What could be more dangerous than a percussionist that sings? You know?
It has that, happened
that
before.
That frightens me. It frightens me immensely.
You don't see it a lot.
And yet it worked just fine. Rocky, have you used those frame drums yet?
I have not. Are we going to, or are we...
Well, we can.
We got time to go out with one.
Yeah.
I'm going to do a little bit of a calendar here.
What I was going to do Bonaparte's.
Is
that going to work for
there
you?
There we go.
Perfect.
Well, yeah. You get set up for that. I'm going to mention here on Live and Local some of the other things you can go see and hear live. This is just the tiniest cursory run-through of some things going on in our area representing different communities. The Illinois Symphony Orchestra is playing tonight in Bloomington at the Bloomington Center for the Arts at 8 o'clock, and then tomorrow night at Springfield at 8 o'clock at Sangamon Auditorium. And it's Barefoot in the Park From Side by Side Productions at Father Kirk Memorial Hall in Gibson City tonight and tomorrow at 7:30, Sunday afternoon at 2 o'clock. In Danville, the Red Mask Players are putting on Zara, or Who Killed the Queen of the Silent Screen, tonight and tomorrow at 8 o'clock, Sunday afternoon at 2 o'clock. University of Illinois Women's Glee Club gives its Mom's Day concert tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock, followed by the Black Chorus tomorrow night at 7:30. Benjamin Montalbano and the Champaign-Urbana Composers Orchestra are playing at the Canopy Club in Urbana tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. Andre Watts joins the Peoria Symphony Orchestra at the Peoria Civic Center tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. It's Craig Russo's Latin Jazz Project at Lock, Stock, and Barrel in Decatur tomorrow afternoon at 3 o'clock. And then the West End Blues Project, same location, tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. And finally, Chanticleer are at Sangamon Auditorium in Springfield Sunday night at 7 o'clock. Central Illinois Youth Symphony play at Metamora High School Auditorium Sunday at 6:30. And it's the Millikan Youth Symphony at the Kirkland Fine Arts Center in Decatur Sunday afternoon at 2 o'clock. Sorry, one more. Concerto Urbano play early music at the Chapel of St. John the Divine in Champaign Sunday night at 7:30. This is Live and Local. We're supported by Corkscrew Wine Emporium in Urbana this Friday, April 12th. That's tonight at 7:30. The Corkscrew is hosting a tasting with Pure Wine Company to benefit Community Radio WEFT. Then on Saturday from 3 to 6, it's a tasting of wines for spring, followed from 7 to 9 by Eric Lund and the Jazz Friends Quintet. Details are on the Corkscrew's Facebook page. This is 90.9 WYLL FM and HD Urbana with translator W293 AF Danville, NPR Classical Music for Central Illinois. We're a member-supported service of the College of Media at Illinois. You want to go, consider going to see Chris Falillo with Rocky Moffat tomorrow afternoon at 3 o'clock, a free program at the Urbana Free Library. We got about a minute and a half to go out.
The lines are forming now, by the way. At the library. The people are, I saw them when we came by with the sleeping bags and everything. They think it's a new iPhone, but it's just us.
That's okay. We'll take it any way we can get it.
That's right.
And I just want to give a nod to you mentioned the Corkscrew is having wine tastings. I am playing using the sawed-off neck of a bottle of French Merlot. I find that Merlot or Pinot Grigios make excellent bottleneck slides.
There you go.
But I'm still looking for one in cobalt blue, so if they would keep an eye out. But you need a good, long, straight neck. So anyway.
Take us out.
We'll take you out with this one. Bonaparte's Retreat.